At Mayhew's first confirmation hearing last week, Democratic Senator Daryl Rouson inquired about reports that ACA was pushing cuts to reimbursement rates for providers who treat children with autism. The former top Medicaid official for the Trump administration surprised the committee by announcing the agency was no longer going forward with the proposed cuts. Rouson says he's concerned that funding for the program is only protected at this time.
How do we know that you're not going to turn around after this confirmation and then do the rate cuts to those providing services to autistic children?
Mayhew acknowledged to the Senate Health Policy Committee the timing may have seemed suspect to some.
I realize the timing seemed remarkably close to my confirmation hearing, or I obviously came out the day of my confirmation hearing. We had just had the first public information meeting about the rates, about other changes that we were proposing.
Mayhew didn't guarantee that cuts are completely off the table and said meetings will be held through the rest of the year on the issue.
We are not moving forward, and we are going to use the summer, the fall, to get comprehensive information from providers, to have meetings. We're going to continue with meetings around the state so that we can hear from individuals to get good information about the cost.
Rouson's fellow Democratic Senator Janet Cruz had questions about the former Maine head of health care's record.
According to the reports, you proposed to cut your department's budget in Maine, which we've freed up to pay for income tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% in your state. How does this maintain your claim that you protect Maine's truly needy?
Mayhew defended what she characterized as a necessary financial move that she insists ultimately benefited programs.
Our focus was to get the financial house in order, and when we did that, we dramatically increased our funding for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to reduce our wait lists. We eliminated the wait list for homemaker services, which is the meal preparation, support with house cleaning.
Karen Woodall with the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy is urging senators not to confirm Mayhew.
Senators, I just want to remind you, Florida's Medicaid population is 3 times larger than the entire population of Maine. Than the entire population, not Medicaid, the population.
Senator Daryl Rouson, who was a no vote at Mayhew's first confirmation last week, now says he's willing to take a chance on the new secretary. Rouson adds he met with Mayhew for an hour and a half after last week's meeting.
And in this instance, I looked her in the eye and I said, the cost is human capital if you do not do right by the vulnerable. The cost is loss of life, loss of access to beneficial services, needy services by the neediest of our population. And so I'm willing to give a chance based on sworn testimony about her, not a newspaper article, not a speech on YouTube, but twice now sworn testimony.
Cruz, meanwhile, says the ACA secretary post isn't something on which she's willing to gamble.
Many have said, I think I just heard that they want to give you a chance and see how you handle this new role. Well, ACA's budget is almost $29 billion. Florida's Medicaid program has 4 million enrollees, and this is not something that you take a chance on.
Mayhew ultimately passed her second of 3 confirmation hearings with a 7-2 vote. The only 2 no votes came from Democratic senators, with Lauren Book and Daryl Rouson voting for Mayhew's confirmation. I'm Ryan Daly.